This is GQDN for Tuesday, October 29th, 2024. Brought to you today by Audible. Go get your free credit, audibletrial.com/thegroupquest. By swiftenergy.gg. Go get those drink mixes. Oh, they're really, really good. Really good. Ah. If you put in the promo code QUEST, you get 25% off of your purchase. By patreon.com/thegroupquest. Lots of good stuff up there too. But this week is free, so go check it out. And by stackup.org. In today's news, oh boy, we got some stuff that is releasing for different things. There's some changes to the Fearless Draft, the LEC format, and we got some news about Indiana Jones. But today we begin with Call of Duty Black Ops 6. Eurogamer's got two articles on the subject, but the big one's the first one. The developers are on strike, and it is because of the office work policy. Now, this is the staff at the Activision's Quality Assurance Studio, and that's in Eden Prairie, Minnesota. They were told to return to the office the full time back in January, beginning of the year. And after years of remote working, but at this time, this was a move that was criticized because of the company's soft layoff. That's a quote. So because of that, and since the policy's effects are still going on, last Friday, the staff members took a strike action that was backed by the Communication Workers of America, the CWA, which did say in a statement that the Call of Duty publisher, Activision, quote, was insisting workers must work in the office, even those with serious medical conditions and doctors' recommendations to work from home. End quote. Now, ahead of the protest, a better ABK did put up a statement too, at which we did cover in the weekly show, but this is what's going on now. So CWA7250 on Twitter did say, quote, CWA7250 workers at Activision rally for WFH rights and medical accommodations in Eden Prairie, Minnesota. Back to better ABK on Twitter also said, this afternoon, AQAU CWA members held a rally protesting Activision and Microsoft's refusal to allow work-from-home accommodations to employees who need it. Fox 9 was on site for the news coverage and snagged an interview with one of our union stewards and did show a video. Now, Activision did provide a statement to Eurogamer, and they said, quote, we respect our employees' rights to express their point of view. We understand that returning to the office has been an adjustment for some. We engage in an interactive process with employees who request accommodations. This is an ongoing conversation at the bargaining table, and we will continue to discuss our respective interests in that forum. Now, what about the sales of Call of Duty Black Ops 6? Once again, back to Eurogamer. Because reality hit it, the physical sales did drop since they went to Game Pass. So, the physical sales did drop by 10% in the UK, and that was compared to Modern Warfare 3. And that was due to the shift of Game Pass to Xbox players, which was noted by Game Industry Biz. PlayStation 5 did account for 80% of the sales. Xbox Series X and S was 12%, and PlayStation 4 was 8%. And that is what people had thought what would happen. Now, Call of Duty Black Ops 6 in the UK was the top sales. EA Sports FC 25 took second place, and Sonic and Shadow Generations took third place. So that did happen. Now, if you have a playdate, the Stereo Dock will not be coming. TheVerge.com did say exactly that, and they said, well, it's not going to happen anytime soon because there was an update to the Stereo Dock's page with the playdate Stereo Dock, because Panic, which is the company that's making it, did provide an explanation that is facing the prototype, but they did say in the end it didn't meet its standards. So here's what they said on the webpage. Quote, what happened? Well, our first regret was assuming that our factory at that time, a factory that made lots of Bluetooth speakers, would easily design the electronics for us, saving us lots of time and money. That went pretty well at first, but they in turn outsourced the Bluetooth software and chipset to another company in another country. As a result, the Stereo Dock would crash often. Rapidly adjusting the volume would do it. Bluetooth pairing and unpairing experience was rough, and we played music. It didn't sound very good. The back and forth between the three companies trying to fix bugs became a huge challenge, and worst of all, the cost of the serial dock kept getting higher and higher. So, will it still come? We shall see if it does. Now we go to Indiana Jones, because the devs there says that things are going very well for PlayStation 5, but we're not going to talk about Pro just yet. So PlayStation 5, the game will be coming there early next year. And Jens Anderson did comment on the progress of the PlayStation port. Quote, "We are obviously working on it. It's coming out next spring, right? It's going well again, and it's by its core a multi-platform engine, so there's a huge restructuring or anything like that needed. So it's going well." But he was asked about the PlayStation 5 Pro, and he did admit that the company didn't say anything about the PlayStation 5 Pro just yet. But they already know that the other Microsoft studios, aka Blizzard, will support the $700 hardware. That's a direct quote from Bush Square. Now, there could be some things going on with those answers, but we shall see. It'll be on PlayStation 5 next year. But there's something in early access, and that's Rebellion Developments, because they announced that Speedball is on PC now for early access. So if you like some Speedball, they'll be on Steam for $18. Path of Exile, though, that early access has been delayed. According to IGN, it's been pushed back by 3 weeks. So the original early access will come out November 15th. Nope, December 6th. Path of Exile did say on Twitter, quote, "In order to ensure a smooth launch, Path of Exile 2 early access will be delayed for 3 weeks. The new date is December 6th, Pacific time." Statement from game director Jonathan Rogers is below via video. And he said, quote, "It isn't really the game itself that we're behind on. It's a bunch of server-side infrastructure work that is taking us a lot longer than we expected." Further quote, "We have to get everything perfect so nobody loses anything they paid for, and nobody has their account broken. I actually believe we could possibly have made the original launch date, but I'm no longer confident we could do it without making mistakes." End quote. So Path of Exile 2. Now we go to the Esports Corner, because like I said in the beginning, there's some LEC format changes, and Dot Esports did provide some of the news. So, that was Riot Games, and they did show the major changes for the LEC 2025 season. That'll be kicking off January 18th, and the season will have 3 splits with some different formats and localized events and some higher stakes for the international qualifications. Now, that media roundtable was behind closed doors, and Riot and LEC did show the new structure for the EMEA League for next season. So they'll have 3 formats with 3 splits. One of them will be winter, and they will also show the Fearless Draft, though right now there is no type to it, it's unknown. The Fearless Draft will have more varied picks from teams. It'll be complex for the teams and the coaching, but it should be fun for the viewers. That's what they're betting on. And the split will start with a 3-week single round robin, and there'll be 2 groups, and how they did show how the troops will be shown there. Group 1 would have Team 2, 8, 3, 4, and 6 in that order. And Group 2 would have Team 5, 9, 10, 1, and 7 in that order. Now the Summer Champion would qualify for Worlds along with 2 other teams. But we will see how the fans will respond to this. Red Bull. Yep, we're going to go mobile. Esports Insider does bring this too. Because the Battlegrounds Mobile India was BGMI, and the World Cricket Championship did get together. And that will be October 29th, and I'll go into early December with the LAN finals occurring in Chennai, India, December 1st. Now, the Red Bull MEO is a pretty big event that's focused on mobile games. It is a start with the open qualifiers and registrations. While there is no limit to the number of players, or because of that, it made it a popular BGMI event. And this season will be the 7th season of the tournament. That should be interesting for all the people out there. Okay, here we go. Now we got all of the releases, starting with BG247, Xenoblade Chronicles is going to be coming to Nintendo Switch. In fact, Nintendo of America said that the definitive edition is coming to Nintendo Switch on 3/20/2025. That is March 20th, 2025. So you can explore the mysterious planet of Mira, this epic sci-fi JRPG, now enhanced visuals and brand new story elements. That's what they said on Twitter. Go check that out. Sticking with Nintendo, there's some more mature games that was coming from N64 over to Switch. And Nintendo of Europe did say on Twitter, quote, "Sell in for retro Halloween for these new additions to the Nintendo 64 and Nintendo Switch Online mature app, Turok 2, Seeds of Evil, and Shadow Man. Both games are available now with the Nintendo Switch Online expansion pack." Okay, if you like those scary games on your Switch. Songs of Silence, November 13th. Yep, that's the launch date for the Songs of Silence via Gematsu. And that'll be on almost everything. PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X and S, and Steam and GOG. So, yeah, you can go check that out. I'd say Steam, right? Well, you can get an NVIDIA GeForce RTX 4070 for $500. That's via PC Gamer. So if you're looking to build a PC, 12 gigabytes, XLR8, yep, there you go, on sale. And there are 80 games coming to the PlayStation 5 Pro. So if you want to get a PlayStation 5 Pro, dropping $700, y'all, 80 games coming to it. Big list. Until Dawn's on there, you got some Star Wars games, Marvel games, Hogwarts Legacy, Diablo, yeah. Lots of games. That'll be all for today. There's more notes in the GQDN show notes. So if you want to see them, go become a Patreon. Patreon.com/TheGoofyQuest. And go check out the show notes. This has been a Dawn Forge production, 2024. All rights are reserved. We'll see you tomorrow for more gaming news. Until then, go play some games, people.